I'd like to welcome today, my guest is Kate Overstreet. He's the executive director of Veteran Air Warriors, which is based in Billings as we talk about their program. I just heard about this, thought we'd share some time. And Kate, welcome to the program. Good morning. Thanks for joining us so early.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. If you could kind of start with you, based in Billings, from what I understand, if you kind of want to give us the genesis and how this group came together.
So we started about 2 years ago.
Okay.
My grandfather, Mike Overstreet, is the originator of Veteran Air Warriors. Basically, once my cousin got out of the Marine Corps, we kind of realized that these guys that are, you know, close to 30 years old and they don't relate to the guys that are 19 years old heading into college, they want a different pathway.
Sure.
After their service. And being in the aviation industry, there's a huge, almost an epidemic of a shortage of pilots globally. So we wanted to support two things. One, helping our vets here in America, and just because they deserve it. And then secondly, helping to kind of relieve that global pilot shortage.
Yeah, that's tremendous. If you could talk about the program kind of specifically, how does it work?
Well, basically what we do is to kind of put it into simple terms, we're kind of like a college scholarship. So
okay.
We're getting guys that you go to our website, you apply, you have to pass medical, are you honorably discharged, you know.
Okay.
Kind of some of those requirements like that. And then once we review your application, we find you worthy, we'll discuss with you. And what we want to do is we want to help out the guy that lives in Massachusetts and the guy that lives in California too. So we'll coordinate with you and your flight school. And you need to be at a VA audited flight school essentially, so you can use all your benefits for that. And these guys will work at the flight school, work with the individual pilot, and kind of mentor them through the whole process of getting your private pilot license and then your instrument and your commercial rating and your flight instructor rating and your GI Bill. We'll be able to pay for the majority of that. And then we at VAW will relieve the monetary burden of having the pilot or having the veteran pay for their private pilot license in the beginning.
Yeah, Kate, if you would, talk about, I have a few friends that are pilots, but I've never really heard the background on how they became that. What does it take to get a pilot license? Is it difficult? What's the kind of time frame?
It kind of all depends on how quickly you do it. Some people have good feel for just machinery and, you know, they can drive a car well, and usually
sure.
If they can do that, they can they have a good feel in the cockpit and can fly a plane. So it kind of all depends on the person, but it's not like driving. So if you've never done it, which most people haven't, the quicker you can do it, the better. I'm a pilot myself, and I did mine really, really quick. So it was easier and cheaper for me to do it. But essentially what you have to do is you accumulate a certain amount of hours, certain amount of ground, and you have to pass a written test, a knowledge test, and you have to pass a practical test. So that's for each rating. The first rating is your private pilot license. Basically, you can fly a small single engine aircraft, and then you can move into your instrument rating, which means you can fly with no visibility, and then your commercial, and then your flight instructor rating. So that's kind of the four that roll through, and there's more after that, but those are your four kind of concrete based ratings essentially, and they're all based on an hour requirement, taking a test, and then on paper, and then taking the test in the air.
Sounds good. Kate Overstreet, my guest again, executive director. We're talking for a few more minutes here about Veteran Air Warriors. And as you said, you're able to get some help from the GI Bill. Is that right, for those that want to get in?
Yeah. So how the GI Bill works for vets is if they do want to get into aviation, they are required to pay for their private pilot license out of pocket. And that's where VAW steps in and pays for that for them. But then the GI Bill is able to pay for their instrument rating and their commercial rating and their flight instructor rating. So basically what VAW does is we'll relieve the monetary burden of majority of your flight training when it comes to that, because we'll pay for the private pilot, and that's costing you around $8,000 to $15,000. So most of those guys coming out only have about $5,000 in savings. So we're able to relieve that monetary burden for them, mentor them through, and kind of guide them through the whole process of aviation and working with those schools so they can accelerate their career in aviation.
Now, Kate, do you know how many you've mentored so far?
Right now, we've got two through. We've got two more that we just started, and we're looking at a couple guys through. We've got one of our guys we had at our – actually, two of our guys we had at our banquet last month, but one of them, Brian Hannon, was our first one. He's an Apache helicopter pilot, just an awesome guy. He's got a family, young family with him, and we were able to help him out and kind of get him a career in aviation, which is what we're here for, and we really feel great about that.
Well, that's great. Just a minute left. You hold some annual fundraisers, or are you starting to get some of those kind of established to raise some money to help defer this cost?
Yes, yeah. We've got a lot of guys that are in the aviation industry that have been really gracious and donated, but we do an annual VAW banquet. So last month we did it. It's usually at the Billings Flying Service Hangar. Just a great banquet. We got guys jumping in the parachute. We've got tons for raffle, table, sponsorships, all kinds of fun.
All right. It sounds good. Well, we'll leave it there. If they want to get started, you got a great website, by the way. Is that where we would start?
Yep. Just go to veteranairwarriors.org. You'll find all the information there. Then we also have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. You can find our website there.
Keep up doing
Veteran Air Warriors.
All right. Keep up the tremendous job, my friend. That's great to hear. I'm glad we got you on. I'm sure we'll have you on again in the future, and you can check out the website. Enjoy the day. Have a great Halloween. Thanks for being my guest, Cade.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Nick.
You betcha. Keep up the great work. Cade Overstreet, check them out. It's Veteran Air Warriors. They are based here in Billings. He's their executive director.